Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and this is another quick tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series, which I'm featuring on this podcast, specifically for coaches and consultants to help you go from invisible to influential, a trusted authority in your industry, the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client's ready to move forward. Here's today's tip. As I mentioned yesterday in tip number 19, as someone who is looking to build your thought leadership, be mindful of the tactics you follow as you continue to build your reputation as a trusted authority, because it matters. So don't follow the hack this and hack that approach, but rather focus on the insights, the hindsight, the foresight that only you can bring through the years of experience and knowledge that you have gained. That's what you need to showcase in your thought leadership collateral. Now, another way to do that is to challenge the status quo. And I'm sure you might have heard people brandish that term around the place, to challenge that status quo. What do I mean by that? Well, status quo really just means the current state of affairs. How many businesses or how many industries, they're happy to do what they've been doing for many years. And I'm sure you've heard that old saying before of, if it ain't broke, why fix it? We've been doing it like that for years. Why change? However, while something may not necessarily be broken, it could certainly do with a tweak or an improvement. Perhaps you've come up with a new approach that is challenging the status quo of your industry. Share it with clients. Tell them why this is a new or a changed approach and why is this so important. For instance, an example of challenging the status quo was when I was in the career industry, and quite a number of my colleagues in the industry here in Australia were saying how important it was to have face-to-face meetings with clients. You couldn't have coaching sessions over the phone or over email. And I'm showing my age a little bit here. Skype was not even invented back then. However, I could not see why this wasn't possible. I had colleagues overseas who were doing that. So I hired a coach in the USA, and the rest is history, as they say. And I began to work with clients not only across Australia via phone and email, however, also across the USA and other countries as well. And I started using audio recordings as part of my work back in 2005 and eventually began my first co-hosted podcast in 2008, when people for years would say, "What's a podcast? Why bother? No one really listens to podcasts." I wonder what they would say now. So now it is your turn. What status quo have you challenged when it comes to your industry? Or what status quo can you challenge when it comes to your industry? You've been listening to another tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series. I'll be back with another tip next week. In the meantime, this is a special message if you're a coach or a consultant. Are you struggling to stand out online? Maybe you feel unnoticed, unheard, and invisible. Go ahead and access my free masterclass on how to become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client, even if you're in a crowded marketplace. Go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. That's industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. I'll see you in the masterclass.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.